Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will, and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes. 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 Yes, yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, 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 yes. My soul says yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will. And yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another chance to say yes. To say yes to your will and to say yes to your way and to thank you for another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for a right mind. And thank you for a desire and a yearning to begin our mornings off with you. You encourage us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint and not give up and not lose hope and not throw in the towel, to continue to remain steadfast and unmovable and fervent and consistent. A prayer, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Prayer works, Lord, and so we lean not into our own understanding, but this morning we acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you. If you had not been on our sides, Lord, we definitely know that we would not be where we are at today, but because of your grace and because of your mercy, because of your favor, because of your love, because of your patience, because of your kindness, because of your tender mercies that you show upon us or give upon us or rain upon us every single day. We are here standing in the land of the living, having an opportunity to fulfill your purpose, to fulfill your plans, and to fulfill the thoughts that you have towards us. God, we say yes to your will even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say yes in surrendering to your will. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, we shall obey. So God, come tomorrow and have your way even now. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood, because nothing else can wash away our sins. Nothing else can make us whole again. So saturate us in the blood even right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may walk worthy of your calling today, that we may walk worthy of being called son of children of the Most High God, that we may walk worthy of being joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Wash us even now, that nothing may get in between us and thee.
Sin causes a separation. Sin causes us to lose focus in on you. Sin causes us to need, oh God, that you came that we might have life, not that we may decay. Yes, this flesh is steadily decaying day by day, but God, the inner man, God, the spirit man, Lord, is being renewed and refreshed and revived day by day in anticipation of your return back here to call us back to meet you in the air. So God, breathe life into us today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and take away those things that cause us to fall short of your glory. Remove those things that cause us to doubt you and to fear. Remove those things that are, God, that are unlike you, that causes us not to love like you, that causes us not to be patient like you, that causes us not to be the light that you call for us to be. Wash us and make us whole, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may be pleasing to thee, that we may walk worthy of our calling, that we may make your name glorious, Lord, and that we may bless your name all the day long. God, sin causes us to focus on our own situation. It causes us to focus in on our finances, focus in on our children, focus on our arguments, focus on our downfalls, focus on our limitations. But, Lord, when we lay those things aside, when we lay aside the sin and the weight that easily beset us, when we put those things under subjection and surrender to your will, God, then we get our eyes focused in on you. And when we begin to lift you up, oh God, you promised that you would draw all men unto you. You said, lift them up, oh God, because that's where you belong, God, high and lifted up, oh God, and to allow your train to fill the atmosphere, to fill our temple, Lord. Help us to bless you with the fruit of our lips, Lord. Not worried about what's going on in life, but worried about what's going on with you. Because when you are lifted up, God, you have everything, oh God, that we needed more. Because as we're drawn closer to you, oh God, we get everything that we need and more. You said if we seek you first, kingdom and your righteousness, then all these things will be added unto us, Lord. Oh God, we don't have to worry about raiment. We don't have to worry about food. We don't have to worry about those things that the world focus it on. But God, that's all we have to do is give it all over to you, because you care for us. You can handle everything that we bring your way. That's nothing too hard for you. So help us to get our minds and our hearts focused in on you. And that's why we begin our mornings off with prayer. We do that before we get into the hustle and bustle of the day, before we start going, oh God, into taking care of the things of this world. We understand that we're not of this world, but Lord, we have to live in this world. So Lord, help us to be effective witnesses. Help us to continue to keep our trust in you. Help us to keep our eyes on the prize, understanding that this is not our home. Lord, that you have a place, that you have gone to prepare a place for us, and if you had not said, if you had not meant it, God, you would not have told us that that's the case. But Lord, your word is your bond, and your word will never fail. It will never return into it void, us void. And so, God, it will accomplish what you set forth for it to accomplish. So hide your word in our heart, Lord, today, that as we go throughout this day, Lord, that we'll continue to keep ourselves steadfast in you, that we'll keep our eyes focused in on you, that we'll keep our hearts content, God, determined to be with you, Lord. Because if we and you are our priority and you are our focus, Lord, then we don't have to worry about what life will try to bring our way. Use us for your glory, oh God, today. Help us to magnify you and glorify you and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. For as with praise, oh God, it is comely for the upright. Praise is to lift up the name of Jesus. And when we praise you and to magnify you, you have promised that you would come in and inhabit the praises of your people. That's where you want to dwell at, Lord. You don't want to just be out on the outer extremities of us, Lord, but you want to abide with us. You want to reign upon us. You want to dwell within us, Lord. And so we must offer you praise. We must offer you sacrifices of joy. We must offer you sacrifices of praise so that you can come in and have your way in our lives. We welcome you, God. We welcome you to have your way. We welcome you into our lives. We welcome you onto our jobs. We welcome you into our homes. Even now, God, come to more and have your way. Because we want your will to be done. Because when your will is done, then we find ourselves in the right place, at the right moment, at the right time, to receive the blessings from the Lord. When we're in your will, then we can boldly declare that all things work together for our good. Because it says if we love you and we are called according to your purpose and we're in your perfect will, then we know that those things will be done. Come the morning, have your way even now. Use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. Use us for your praise, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may walk worthy. That's our desire today, and we want to give you the glory and the honor that you're deserving of. So help us, Lord, to worship you, Lord, because we found out on Sunday that there is power in worship. And when we worship you in spirit and in truth, it not only blesses us, but it blesses us, I mean, blesses those that are around us as well. Let there be a song of praise in our lips today, God, in the name of Jesus, that the hearer might ask, what are you singing about, or who are you singing about? And then we'll have an opportunity to let our light shine before men, God, that we may proclaim that God is good, that Jesus is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our keeper. Give us a song of praise, God. Let it ring down in our hearts and our souls even now, even if it's simple or something, or thank you for another chance to say yes, Lord, because the world doesn't understand that you are the reason that we are here yet another day, that if it had not been for your grace, and it had not been for your mercy, midnight would have overcome us. But thanks be to God that midnight passed. And at midnight, God, we can give you thanks and glory because a new day has begun, Lord. And so we thank you even now, Lord. We bless your name even now, Lord, for you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God, we glorify you and we magnify your name today. I'm excited about Jesus today. I'm excited about my King. I'm excited that he has shown me favor and he has found me to be acceptable for when I come to pray, Lord, and I come to submit to him. Oh, God, he comes in. You come in, God, and you inhabit my praises, Lord. And I felt your glory even. I feel your glory even now. I feel your presence even now. And I thank you, Lord, for being a prayer-answering Savior. And so, Lord, before I can end this prayer today, Lord, I want to call on the name of Antoine Powell. I don't know his aunt's name, Lord, but you know the sickness and the illness that she has been dealing with. Lord, we believe in healing. God, we still want miracles, signs, and wonders to be performed in this day and time. Lord, it's not just for biblical times, oh, God, or after Pentecost time, but, Lord, you're still in the miracle-working business. So, Lord, touch her even right now, Lord, from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, and heal her body. Regulate those organs, Lord. Get them to function back like they're supposed to function, Lord. Bind the hand of the sickness, bind the hand of the disease, bind the hand of the devil right now, God, and we plead the blood. Cover her right now, Lord. The blood, it washes away sins, but it makes us whole within as well. And so cover her in the blood and saturate her right now, Lord, and perform the miracle, God. We believe that you can, and we know that you will, and we declare it is done right now in the name of Jesus. And then I pray for it, Sister Noah. Noel, little baby Noel Cork, that you would touch that baby from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and whatever ailment, Lord, that is occurring in her body, Lord, we bind it right now and we speak life. We declare right now that the baby will be healed, be delivered, and be set free in this little adversity, Lord, that you have allowed to come into her life will be used as a testimony of victory, a testimony of healing, a testimony of joy, Lord, as she grows up and her parents tell her what you have done for her at yet an early age. Oh, God, and manifest your glory, oh, God, in her life, and manifest your glory in the life of the family, Lord. Bless Brother Chris, oh, God, and bless his wife as well, Lord. Let them not be weary in well-doing, but, Lord, help them to continue to keep their trust in you because you work all things together for our good. And then for those that are sick among us, and, God, those that may be ailing, we pray for Sister Monique as well. Healing, be healed, be delivered, be set free. We speak life right now upon all those that may be sick among us. And then we pray that you will pour out your spirit upon us today. We can't make it today without you. We can't make it today without your glory. So show us your glory, God, even now, as we magnify you and as we worship you, not alone just to thank you, because thanksgiving transforms into worship. It should transform into worship, because as we thank you for all that you've done, Lord, we should begin to just not thank you for what you've done, but just to thank you for who you are. Thank you for being an awesome God. Thank you for being a mighty wonder. God, there is no one like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. Oh, God, hallelujah. There is no one that can compare it to you. God, I extol your great and mighty name, Lord, because you are mighty. You are high and lifted up. And God, we love you, Lord, today with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our souls. We say thank you. We glorify you. We honor and adore you. We give you the highest praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up and we bless your name this day. Keep us, God, in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. Take us around to our different destinations today safely, or bring us back home, and then bring us back together again, oh God, that you might get the glory, that you might get the praise, and that you might get the honor. Honor our consecration today. Use our sacrifice, Lord, to build us up, to make our spirit man stronger, and to draw us closer to thee this day. We're not worried about tomorrow. We can't recover the past. But we thank you for the present that you have blessed us with today. And we will take full advantage of it. And God, offer unto you the praise that you're so worthy of. Thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And we bless your name this morning. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Honor them for their sacrifice. Honor them for the desire to pray. Honor them, God, for the commitment to this time of prayer, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Prayer yields results. And so there's power in worship, and there's power in prayer, and there's definitely power in praise. Bless us this day. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.